So I get out of the shower, you know, and I'm like big toweling shape. Off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just like, I wiggle my body around. I do a couple stretches, you know, so I got my body in some pretty crazy positions. Mm-hmm. Towel keeps falling off. I keep putting the towel back on, mm-hmm. even though I'm trying to do like hip flexor stuff.
Mm-hmm. Your foot, you just dip your foot into the toilet.
And I hear the distinct whir.
What's that?
Of a recording device. An old-fashioned reel-to-reel recording device. I find a small microphone embedded in my wall. I follow it down the stairs.
It's taped. It's like taped to the exterior of the wall, or you're pulling it out.
There's a hole. Yes. I'm pulling it. There's a tiny hole that's been drilled in my drywall. Mm-hmm. There's a microphone peeking out. So I'm pulling
the
towel.
And is the towel completely
wire.
Fallen off at this point, or?
It's half. So it's sort of.
It is still hanging on. Okay.
Yeah. My sides are still wet.
Okay.
My middle's dry, but my sides are very wet. So it's sort of sticking to the side a little bit, and it's draping just so.
The towel is, the wetness is keeping the towel attached to your side. Wow.
The towel's sticking to me. Very thin towel.
Wow.
See, I mean, it's a paper towel.
Yeah, it's paper towel. Okay.
It's a paper towel.
Got it.
So the wetness will, you know, adhere it to you, at least temporarily. But I'm pulling the wire, and I see that it's coming from below, and I realize there's an apartment below me that's been vacant for some time. I go down, and I open the door. I don't even announce myself. I just open the door, like, who's in here?
It's unlocked, or it's ajar?
It's, gosh, it all happened so fast. I'm trying to remember.
Okay.
You know what? It's ever so slightly ajar, as if the man inside wanted to be caught.
And this is one piece of paper towel that's attached to your side at this point?
It's not a single paper towel. It's all in one piece. I haven't stuck a series of them to me.
Yeah.
But it's probably 3/4 of a roll. Okay. So it is getting tangled up in my feet as well. And some pieces of it are being left behind as I step on it. Mm-hmm. But who do you think is inside that room recording me? None other than Inspector Clute.
Clute was down there.
Clute is there.
Okay.
Like, did you ever think you would see Clute again? And for him to be up to his old tricks, recording me from below my apartment with an old reel-to-reel tape. Well, I was in the bathroom when I came out and heard the whir.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't in the microphone. I think he wasn't in the bathroom.
I think he'd been recording some of my phone calls.
Wow.
He may have been recording this podcast.
Wow. Getting the podcast for free.
And sitting at night,
or I guess
and
half
listening.
Because
and he starts this whole thing, he needs to ask me questions, and you know, he knows things about me, and he's, you know, I'll be in some trouble. And I'm just thinking, Clute, when are you gonna learn, man? Mm-hmm. Like, enough already. But that's Clute,
that's
right?
Clute.
Like, Clute doesn't change. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
the towel is
disturbing.
Like, kind of dissolving it, and you just like walk up, and the towel is still there.
Yeah, the paper towel's on. He keeps trying to get me. He's like holding up, trying to get me to put on his bathrobe. I'm like, I'm not gonna wear your bathrobe, you sicko.
Imagine what kind of, oh my God,
like,
what
you're
kind of
recording
microphones
me,
are in there, and what he'd be able to record with a microphone inside the bathroom.
Buddy, every noise my body makes is now suddenly going to get broadcast to the FBI or something. the Pennsylvania Police Department. I guess he said that a friend of his had gone missing.
Okay.
And apparently the last place anyone saw that friend was guesting on our podcast.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he say who it was?
Zach something?
Zach, Zach, yeah, he did a pro version.
Zach, who was on the pro version? Yeah, it's
the guy who you didn't you threaten to kill him on that pro version?
Well,
because he was talking about your wife.
And this is exactly what Clint was saying. He was going to send this inspector said he was going to send to the law enforcement agencies unless I cooperate and answer his questions. Then I got him running all over town. He's got me introducing him to different producers, and like I introduce him to Jake and Amir, and I bring him to Jeff Ulrich's house. Like, it just was like this whole goose chase. Man. I mean, I eventually put on a full roll of paper towels. Like, I didn't go meet all those people with just
Zach Broussard.
Zach Broussard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's buddies with Clute.
I hope Clute is hearing that we couldn't even remember his last name. Nice guy, funny guy.
Well, that's the thing. I said it was a couple years ago at this point, you know, and I said, if you're a good pro, like if you're a real podcaster, you know, you'll see 100, 200 guests in a year.
Oh, you have to drag it to the empty trash.
Oh, yeah. No, you're trying to forget some of these faces.
Mm-hmm.
So, do the trash noise again. I like that.
My first one, we learned a lot from. When I did the first one, we really used that as like a jumping off point. It was like, and we value it. We're not going to keep it. But we value its contribution, and we're going to go more along the lines of a
Welcome to the pro version.
My pro version.
This is my treasured
creation.
The only time I get to truly be myself.
Mm-hmm.
Take the mask off for a half hour a week.
Big moves. Money moves.
Huge money moves. You guys have been tracking. You've been going, how are these guys staying afloat?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the subscriber numbers trickling down, but they still seem to be in decent spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not wrong. We've been forced to be a little more resourceful this year than in years past. Mm-hmm. We've been forced to seek out more creative methods to finance this venture and to make sure everyone's happy, everyone's being paid. And especially now where you've probably seen in the news, embroiled in multiple lawsuits from Andy Neese and Kelsey Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
They have been suing each other. They've been suing us. They've been suing us together. They've been suing us individually. And
counter suing us, as we of course did sue them, maybe even first. I don't, it's very hard to remember.
To untangle all this, go back to like who did what first, like that's childish. The fact is, everybody's been sued.
Mm-hmm.
The courts will sort it out. Mm-hmm. In the meantime,
it's not
going to
affect the product
light
at all. I just want to say, once the red light goes on, that obviously, like, we do have to account for the fact that everything that is being recorded is going into an evidence file.
Mm.
But the product is the same, or possibly better.
By the way, use this. Good luck using this. All I said was,
mm-hmm,
everyone sued each other.
Yep.
So use that. That's not, mm-hmm, that's not controversial at all. But knowing Andy, he will try to use it. Cut that, Kevin. So We've had to be a little more creative. We obviously want to keep the show coming to you in the manner you're accustomed to. We want it out on time. We don't want to lose the rights to our feeds. You know,
and we have to keep Kevin. And Kevin, of course, has to have completely new clothes every episode. He has to throw out whatever outfit he's wearing as soon as the episode is over, often before he's even turned the camera off. His entire wardrobe, we watch him put it in a little, like, kind of office, like a corporate, like, under the desk style trash can.
Well, wire mesh trash can. Part of my new motto. Mm-hmm. Can you guys see this in my coffee cup, what it says?
Progress over perfection. Okay, so what's cool about that, and actually quite sensual, is if you're drinking like a certain way, your upper lip goes over everything except just perfection.
It is cool.
So just the image of your huge upper lip like slurping over the top of your glass as you approach your sip, like very vertically for some reason.
That's so sensual.
That's perfection.
That's got me feeling sensual now.
Let's see it.
Do it.
Put it up really close.
Uh-huh. Put your mouth on it.
Yeah, slob your upper lip just over. Let's see it. Tip it. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wow, perfection.
True perfection. Mouth.
Ooh.
Mm.
Nowhere the listeners would rather be than on the edge of Kevin's top lip. Perfection. So, you know, so all of that is just a preamble to say we have figured out how to keep the show running, and we're actually very excited. And I think this is even better in a way. The product will not be affected at all. I think this is better than episodes we've done in the past, mm-hmm. because we have a partner we are very excited about. And I mean, I guess we just get to it. So this episode in particular is sponsored by our new partnership. It is being funded by, and hopefully future episodes will be as well, our new friends over at Chessmen Butter. So,
show everyone.
So I have here a brand new, would you call this a bag? Is it a sleeve? I should have gotten the language from them, but this is a bag
when you're holding it from the top, but sleeve when you open it up and pull out the Chessmen Butter inside, which we have confirmed that is what's inside.
It's Pepperidge Farm Chessmen Butter. Yeah, and
this is not a relationship with Pepperidge Farm, like,
No. Pepperidge Farm doesn't know anything about this. This is just, we went straight to Chessmen Butter. Because frankly, we don't want to get tangled up in all the goldfish bullshit.
Yeah.
And like flavor blasting these things, like nobody business. It's just, yeah. Go ahead.
I swung by for a second just to see, like, kind of what was up over there at Pepperidge Farm, and they do have this kind of like marauding horse that's kind of like going back and forth, like pretty close to the entrance, and so like nobody in there is coming out, nobody outside is coming in, and so I think like we can go about our business with Chessmen Butter without being interrupted, and the horse is dragging a carriage, and everyone inside is for sure dead.
I think that's sad, but you know, in a way it's great for us. Not that the people died, but just the freedom we could operate with directly with the Chessmen Butter representatives, which this is the crown jewel of the Pepperidge Farm company, and was our number one top choice. Going into this, we said, well, if we can get Chessmen Butter, I think we can keep doing the show. And I got it here, and I'm having just a dickens of a time getting this bag open, and I forgot, you know, exactly. And I'm gonna be doing a little ripping here just because I can't wait any longer to get a taste of the
Let's meet one of our new friends.
Yeah.
Our partners.
So,
and so much we can do with these different guys. Okay.
Ooh, castle.
Holy shit.
I'm not done.
Fuck, dude.
The fucking king, right? I think. Was this a bishop? You know, the chessmen.
And
people think, oh, it's just, they're just cookies. Well, no, they're chessmen. And speaking of horse,
that
this is not the same horse that killed.
It's not the same one, but it does look a lot like it.
Yeah, I mean, they must have modeled it after it to some extent. Or, I mean, chessmen butter's been around longer than the horse.
Yeah, but maybe it's like related to that horse or something.
And hey, everybody who complains about chewing on Mike, checkmate.
And you can eat it however you want.
You can nibble just the corners and throw the rest out.
Mm-hmm.
You can soak it in water until it's just kind of a big sludge. You can put the whole bag in water.
Mm-hmm.
You can grind it up using like a, I use my beard trimmer and I just grind it down into powder. And then I just sort of
schwack it.
I sort of schwack it down and then I lick the plate. But there's no wrong way to eat a chessman butter is something we like to say. It's really a thrill. You know, for anyone else who thought they were going to get a sponsorship deal with us, you're just a pawn in our game. Ooh. because here at Hollywood Handbook Pro Version, chessmen butter is the only thing that matters. It's better with butter, chessmen.
And these guys all have different stories. They all live together and they're just kind of like gallivanting around town and they're doing like insane shit. And so to be able to share what they're up to, and they're like being crazy in class.
That's what I love is that the teacher is getting so frustrated with chessmen butter.
Mm-hmm.
And teacher is such a stiff and only wants to teach from the book. And the thing about chessmen butter is, they know real learning happens outside the classroom in mm-hmm. the world and they can't wait. And one of them jumps out the window.
Mm-hmm.
One of them jumps out the window of a pretty tall school building. Okay. And lands close to the bike rack. Their foot is touching the bike rack. They don't land on the bike rack, thankfully. But they jump out and teacher's going, no, don't do that. And I see the wisdom, but it's like, what did the book tell you that, teacher? Mm-hmm. Because real learning happens out in the world. That's something we've always talked about in this podcast. And it's something chessmen butter put into action every day.
And one of them is like, teacher's trying to teach a class and one of the chessmen butter is just kind of lying flat on the chair. Like not really, like really paying attention at all. Like teacher is like trying to get their attention, but they just don't do it. Like they're just sitting there. And then someone, of course, comes into the class and like sits. Not, they don't see them because they're so small. They sit on the chessmen butter. It gets over their entire ass.
Yes. Yes. Chessmen butter on the whole ass. I mean, this is the level of commitment that chessmen butter shows to their mm-hmm. worldview.
Yes.
And it's something we've talked about on the podcast of like, you know, it, obviously people invite us into their homes. They put us in their ears. It's very flattering. But in a lot of ways, our detractors, the philosophy of this podcast is we're covering your entire ass, you know, mm-hmm. in the way that chessmen butter would. We're going to embarrass you
mm-hmm.
because you're. Ass will have cream and crumbs from top to bottom, left
to right,
and on the inside.
As a solid and liquid.
Yeah.
across your whole part of your ass.
And the tattoos that remain on your ass with the imprints of all the Chessmen Butter characters, the queen, the king, the pawn, the horse,
Bishop,
the castle, the missile, you know, the shooter, the sword, the big, there's got to be a sword, no?
Yeah. The samurai.
The samurai sword, yes.
The shinobi.
The image of the shinobi that gets emblazoned onto your hip when you're trying to just only teach from the book and not paying attention to what Chessmen Butter has been trying to show the world. Not to mention, by the way, these things taste pretty good.
We can continue to sort of work it out now. That was something that was brought up from Chessmen Butter that's like not urgent, but something that would be good if we can make it happen, is that if we could see Clippy surfing on Chessmen Butter. Is Clippy there? And don't Kevin, like, very strange, like, we have been talking about this, and so for you to
wow
react like you're hearing it for the first time, it is very frustrating to
me. Really bad for Chessmen Butter corporate to hear that, because you've been in all the meetings. So what you're sending to them as a message is, I haven't been listening.
I keep tuning out after Clippy. I forget surfing specifically, because when they bring up Clippy, I say, I have a hedgehog named Clippy. And they say, we know.
That's
that's what we're talking about. And then I think about him, but surfing. Okay, that makes sense.
They're open to skateboarding as well. But
skating could be fun.
But they could try the surfing. I think we would too. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great. I mean, I sort of am thinking, is Clippy there?
I'll go get him.
It's the water. The water is going to be like,
the water is going to be a whole issue, because it needs to be a really big wave.
Chessmen Butter wet. Yeah. That's even more water.
Yeah. No, they wanted a big wave. Because I was like, can it be paddleboarding? To me, that made the most sense, because I think we can sort of, saying anything, we could put the Chessmen Butter on top of a little piece of wood or something you can't see.
And
it's in the water.
It's going to get wet. The particles are going to go through the water. Shark is going to smell it. Shark is going to eat the Chessmen Butter. It's going to eat Clippy. So Clippy will end up destroyed as part of this.
Clippy's shark food at that point.
And Clippy's, days are...
I don't care about that so much.
Hello, Clippy!
Hey, Clippy! Mr. Dude, you look so good. In a... You look like you've been taking care of yourself, is all.
Is that how you're supposed... Is that how he's like... hedgehogs are like meant to...
Ass first.
Yeah.
Where like you sort of hold your hand.
No, it's like this.
Like a little butt... Oh, like...
Yeah, it's like a serving tray.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right.
He's ready to serve.
What does he smell? It seems like something smells insane there. Look at how much his nose is moving around.
He's definitely smelling around.
Yeah.
There's a window open
behind
us. What
the fuck did you do over there?
He's smelling for...
Don't make a crazy smell right before we show Chessmen Butter. If anything, he should be smelling how good the Chessmen Butter will taste when he's done with his big surf trip, safe surf trip.
I think he was smelling for the Chessmen Butters.
He's rooting. He's getting ready to root.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and we release him into the forest, and he's discovering Chessmen Butter in the soil.
And goes burying
down
next to a
big... Puts his whole snoot down there.
Oak tree, and then emerges with a Chessmen Butter in his jaws. I hit the mother load.
The
Keebler elves are peeking out of the tree above, going, the new models are in, folks. I think we better pack up shop. Chessmen Butter is about to beat our fucking little elven asses.
Oh, he's sleeping. He's trying to hide in my hand. Okay, he got to go back.
Like.
He's about to drop a deuce on the keyboard, so he has to go back to bed now.
Okay, great. Thanks, Clippy.
He said good night.
Don't need to see him again. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And it's always, it's always like, as soon as we're at the point where we're like discussing the business aspect of this and like coming up with some really good ideas, oh, now Clippy is suddenly about to poop on the keyboard again. Yeah. So like, and then we restart the conversation. Sometimes even later that day, and Kevin registers with Kevin as if he's hearing it for the first time.
Yeah.
So we got, I think, exactly as far in that as we did last time.
And by the way, I sent him a crate of Chessmen butter diapers mm-hmm. for Clippy to wear, so that he could be promoting the brand, you know, mm-hmm. in a safe way, and also keeping the precious keyboard clean. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Kevin's not typing.
Never seen him use the keyboard once.
He's not typing. Never is not part it. Of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in some ways, it'll be a relief to me, I think, when the shark does eat Clippy. What's up, dude?
What's up, pimps?
Would you get a little fruit, little snack?
A little nectarine for daddy. I got hungry.
Mm-hmm. Is that yellow nectarine or hard?
White.
Ouch.
No surprise there.
That looked like it hurt. It was hurting you.
My mouth hurt.
Can't bite into that one?
I don't feel good.
What is that in your hand? Did you take your ring off to eat a nectarine?
I had to. I put the nectarine sticker on my ring finger.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More likely to propose to a nectarine than his lover.
The wedding shower game was a hit, by the way.
Yeah.
They did not go with our changes, but the formatting
really
was much improved. Yeah.
So the formatting got through. That's great. All of it?
All of it.
All the format changes? Okay, that's huge. How long did the game end up lasting for?
How long before it was done?
My main concern that it was maybe a 20, 30 second game where they...
Yeah, that it was probably going to be like 8 or 9 minutes of setup to play a 25 yeah. second game.
And of course, the racism.
Yes. Okay, this
very
is
racist,
on the phone calls.
Very anti-Italian racist game.
And also just the like... elitism.
Yes, racism and classism.
Hey there,
Mom. You're on the pro version. We have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
How long?
She knows what that is.
How long did the wedding shower game?
Kevin's mom knows.
Last.
She knows who I am.
Both or
She's a
one
fan
of them.
Me.
Like the whole game. Was
Not
it like a 5 minute game or a 10 minute game?
But she likes my stuff.
They were probably each about 5 minutes. Don't you?
5 minutes.
Okay.
And how long did it take to set up?
How long did it take to set up?
I think that's including setup. It's including setup.
For set up the game, you helped me with the...
See, that's including setup.
Yeah, so that's the setup too.
That includes setup?
That did not include setup.
Okay.
Did she hear the episode with our suggestions?
She didn't.
Okay.
And, who ended up winning? Was there a winner?
I had each table pick a winner.
What? That's not how games work.
How many tables were there?
I had each table pick a winner.
How many tables were there?
4 tables. And so I had bottles of wine as the prizes. So I just set a red and a white at each table. And I said, okay, pick your top 2 winners.
Top two winners?
4 tables and 8 winners?
There's 4 tables and 8 winners.
And it's an objective game. There's no pick.
Ideally.
Who had the most points though? Like was there who?
Well, I don't know. I didn't keep track.
We worked really hard on this.
Okay,
game.
I can't have my name be on something like this in
the
future.
Tables decide amongst themselves.
I cannot be a part of this.
That's not a game. Why even make the sheet? Why don't you just have everybody sit down and say, pick 2 people to get bottles of wine?
Dude, do not involve me in anything like this ever.
They could have just rock, paper, scissors for it. That would have been more exciting.
Why was there a game if they all just got to pick who the winner was?
Just to, like, I had to have some time passing through. I had to fill some time. I needed a time filler.
Ask her what she thinks about deforestation. The paper that you printed out for this game.
They're concerned about the amount of paper you printed. If there was no actual winner and everyone just got
so
to...
short. It was such
I
a short
did kind
game.
Of print a lot of paper for that. Yeah, that's probably not a good thing on my part.
We have to. I have to.
But I use
we
paper. Have to
I can't be connected with this.
This has to be over.
We
right
gotta
now.
Go. I'm sorry.
Goodbye.